Hey Lewis, I just read an interesting article about the Office for National Statistics and their inflation data. It's causing quite a stir, right?
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. They admitted an error in their Consumer Price Index report. That's not good for their credibility, is it?
Exactly. The mistake was adding 0.1 percentage points to the headline inflation rate. That might seem small, but it's significant when you're dealing with such a crucial economic indicator.
Right. And they blamed the Department for Transport for faulty data. But now people are starting to question other aspects of their methodology, like hotel costs and live music tickets.
That's right. Some analysts say the ONS should collect more data, while others are criticizing delays in implementing supermarket scanner data for grocery prices.
So the problem isn't just the one error, but a series of issues that are making people lose faith in the overall quality of the country's economic data.
Exactly. Sanjay Rajar from Deutsche Bank mentioned that hedge funds around the world are hearing about these issues, and it's making them skeptical about the ONS.
I see. And the May CPI reading is coming out tomorrow, just before the next Bank of England rate-setting announcement. That must be a big deal.
Oh, definitely. Analysts say the concerns about CPI don't reach the level of worry around the labour market statistics, but the mistake in April was still a blow.
Andrew Goodwin from Oxford Economics said the April figure failed the sniff test. That's a pretty strong statement.
It is, and some economists are even creating their own versions of the index, stripping out volatile elements or using different data sources.
Like Sonali Panhani at Bank of America, who's focused on services prices without airfares or accommodation costs.
Exactly. The ONS uses various techniques to track prices, but many of these items have quirks that can cause volatile results.
For example, they track console games by having agents monitor the price of a single best-selling game. That sounds like it could lead to big shifts in the data.
Right, Rob Wood from Pantheon Macroeconomics pointed out that there are some pretty volatile components with low sample sizes, like video games and hotel stays.
And there was that example with Pink's concert in Cardiff, causing a spike in hotel prices. The ONS only sampled 4 hotels that month, which skewed the data.
Yes, and that affected the UQuid index. One economist told the Financial Times that it's hard to call it a whale's hotel price when the sample size is so small.
I can see how that would be an issue. They should be able to sample more hotels online, right?
Exactly. Package holidays are another concern because there's a lack of clarity around the standard of trips being observed.
And dynamic pricing is under scrutiny too, especially with events like Oasis gigs. The ONS says they exclude big-name bands with unique pricing abilities.
Ruth Gregory from Capital Economics says the CPI isn't high on the worry list compared to labour market and trade figures.
But Sanjay Rajar still thinks the concerns are damaging. He fears people might start discounting UK data asymmetrically.
The ONS is trying to address these issues by meeting regularly with users of their statistics to ensure their needs are met.
They mentioned updating their methods to reflect the changing economy and producing more detailed inflation statistics.
And they emphasize using transparent methodology and following international best practice, but it's clear there's a lot of work to be done to restore faith in their data.
It's definitely a challenging situation for the ONS. With inflation being so crucial for the Bank of England's decisions, any inaccuracies can have wide-reaching effects.
Absolutely. It's a reminder of how important it is to have accurate and reliable data, especially in times of economic uncertainty.
I think this is a great example of how even small errors can lead to bigger questions about the overall system.
Yeah, and it's not just the UK. Other statistical offices around the world are facing similar problems with lower survey response rates and dynamic pricing strategies online.
It's a complex issue, but one that needs to be addressed to maintain the integrity of economic data globally.
For sure, it's going to take time, but the ONS and other offices need to keep working on improving their methods and transparency.
Agreed. And until then, it's probably wise for everyone to be a bit more cautious when interpreting these kinds of statistics.
Definitely. Thanks for chatting about this with me, Lewis. It's always good to dive into these topics.
Of course, Alice. It's been a pleasure as always. Let's see what the May CPI reading brings tomorrow.